Does antimatter matter? If you put that question to the average physicist, the answer would be a resounding yes. But what exactly is antimatter? Well, it's the opposite of matter, the stuff everything else is made of. Does that help? There is more matter than antimatter in the known universe, and that's just as well. Because if there were equal amounts of the two, they would annihilate one another and we'd all be gone in a cosmic flash. Is that getting clear? So, we can't see it, but we know it's there. Dhananjay Kadilkar tries to explain the mysteries of antimatter in today's International Report.
Relax. What is mind? No matter. What is matter? Never mind.
Thanks, Dad.
Good night, son.
Homer Simpson says it doesn't matter, but no one told him about antimatter. For a layman, there are some terms in physics that are hard to get the head around, and antimatter is surely one of them. For all we see around us is matter, from molecules to galaxies, each possessing mass and occupying volume. How does one even think of antimatter? Does antimatter even exist? What is antimatter?
L'antimatière, c'est une particule qui a la même masse que son compagnon de matière.
Antimatter is a particle that has the same mass as its material companion, the same lifetime but an opposite electric charge, and generally has opposite quantum numbers. When matter and antimatter meet, they annihilate each other and give energy. And in the same way, thanks to Einstein's equation, E is equal to mc squared, when there is energy, we have matter and antimatter in equal quantity. And that's what we use in particle physics and the colliders to perform tests.
That was Mary-Helen Schön of the Orsay-based Linear Accelerator Laboratory. Schön was part of the experts panel at the event titled The Night of Antimatter, which was held on Monday across 13 cities in France. The discovery of antimatter dates back to the late 1920s when the English physicist Paul Dirac theoretically formulated the presence of an anti-electron while solving a problem of quantum mechanics. It didn't take long to confirm Dirac's hypothesis. 4 years later, Carl Anderson experimentally detected the presence of an anti-electron, later called positron, while studying cosmic rays. Over the following 80 years, important discoveries established the presence of antimatter. In the mid-1950s, scientists in the US discovered the antiproton and the antineutron. 10 years later, an antinucleus was observed for the first time when an antiproton and antineutron were packed together. In 1995, scientists at the European Center for Nuclear Research created an antiatom for the first time. 9 antihydrogen atoms were created for a fraction of a second. But where does antimatter exist? Is it created in just particle accelerators? Astrophysicist Etienne Arizot of the Paris Diderot University says antimatter is present in our galaxy.
When cosmic rays that have energetic particles interact with an interstellar medium like the residual gases in the galaxy, they create pairs of particles and antiparticles. So there is matter and antimatter everywhere, and there's really a symmetry between the two. Each time you create matter, you also create antimatter in equal proportion. It's one and the same phenomenon.
He also says that pairs of matter-antimatter particles are created in the Earth's atmosphere.
The sun erupts from time to time and a lot of energy is released. Along with the other energy processes that are produced, pairs of matter and antimatter materials are generated, which then annihilate to transform themselves into photons. There is absolutely nothing mysterious about antimatter. Cosmic rays are spread all over the galaxy. We are bathed in cosmic rays, and from time to time they interact with the Earth's atmosphere, creating particles and antiparticles that can sometimes even reach the ground.
So, why is antimatter important? First, studying antimatter could help us understand the evolution of the universe, and it can also have some important applications in the field of medicine and material science. One of the medical applications is to detect cancer and measure the effects of cancer treatment. The positron emission tomography technique is based on the detection of energy released during the interaction between positrons, those anti-electrons, and regular electrons. The positron is created by a radioactive substance that's injected into the patient's body. Despite extensive research and multiple discoveries, antimatter still has an exotic air to it, which is perhaps why it has been portrayed in science fiction movies and series like Star Trek.
Bridge to engineering. Negative effect on power reduction. Speed is still increasing.
Aye, Mr. Spock. And I've found out why. The emergency bypass control of the matter-antimatter integrator is fused.
It's completely useless. The engines are running wild.
There's no way to get at them.
Interestingly, the antimatter propulsion system may not remain restricted to the realm of science fiction, as researchers are now looking at harnessing the power of positrons for interplanetary flights. Dhananjay Khadilkar, RFI, Paris.